Hello, Raphael.
Hello, hey,
Jeff.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Doing great. I'm really happy y'all are here, and I'm glad you guys are in Texas. I hear you're from Texas. Is that
what I heard? I am originally, I was born in San Antonio.
Okay, great.
Grew up in Bandera, Texas.
Oh, all right. Nice. So welcome back to the heat.
We were talking about that earlier. It is hot.
It is hot.
It is hot.
We just took some pictures outside. It is hot.
It really is. Yeah, especially this time of day, it gets warm out here. But we appreciate you guys coming to our conference. We're really excited to hear. We've got a ton of people here. I think you're going to have a really good time. We've got some great topics. And I hope you guys get to talk to some really good people. We've got a lot of experts here at Workers' Comp in Texas.
Yeah, we've got a few lined up already. We're looking forward to meeting a few others and getting some interviews in. So, yeah, we were really impressed with the panel discussion this morning, the executives of the DWC. So, first of all, before we go into that, we are very happy to be here. Thank you for agreeing to have this interview. But we'd like to start off with getting to know you a little bit better. So, tell us a little bit first about your educational background. What did you study in school, and what did you think you wanted to be when you grew up?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Houston, in the Houston area. I was born in Houston, grew up in the Woodlands. And, you know, growing up, I went to the University of Texas. That was always my dream school growing up, so I was ecstatic to get in there. And my plan for quite a while was to do government and then go into law school. And that had been my plan. Throughout college, I worked for UT System Government Relations. So that was over the whole UT system and kind of worked with them, the legislature, and for 3 years I did that. And I was getting ready to apply to law school, and one of my mentors there, Carlos Martinez, he was like asking me what I wanted to do. And I was like, well, I kind of like the public policy and legislature and maybe lobbying at some point. And he was like, well, maybe you don't need to go to law school for that. He's like, you know, maybe you don't need to go spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to do what you want to do. So I took that to heart, and right after college, I worked two jobs at the Capitol so I could stay working in Austin, two part-time jobs. And then I finally got with my hometown senator, Senator Tommy Williams, his office, and I worked there for 4 years. He retired unexpectedly, and I was kind of like, what am I going to do now? And fortunately, I was lucky enough to land with Governor Perry as his executive aide. So for 2 years, I traveled all over the country, all over the world with him, actually, and was in some pretty cool meetings and some pretty cool places. And after that, I worked on a couple campaigns, and then I ended up with the division.
So that was going to be our next question. How did you go from what you were doing to getting into the workers' comp industry? So
yeah, you know, I kind of fell into it, to be honest. The Capitol community here in Austin is very tight knit, very small. And I was working on a campaign as a senior campaign consultant to a congressman, Kevin Brady. You know, those campaigns end. You know, we won the campaign, but it's still over. And so I was sort of sitting out there looking for a job, and I got a call from a friend of mine from the Capitol saying, you should go interview for this government relations position at the Division of Workers' Comp. And it was an assistant director of government relations, and I did that. And 3 months into that, my boss, the director, she got pregnant and decided to go raise her kid. So 3 months in, I was running the GR shop in Workers' Comp. So that was trial by fire. We had a lot of bills that session. We managed to get them all passed. But yeah, that's sort of how I ended up here. I really thought I was going to take a break from campaign life, maybe do this for a year or two, you know, kind of cool my heels, kind of stay home for a while, not travel as much. And then, you know, 7 years later, here I am. And, you know, I've heard the adage that, you know, once you get a workers' comp, you can't get out. And I honestly thought that was sort of a thing.
Well, it's not that you can't get out. You can if you want to, but we love it, right?
Yeah, we love it.
Stay.
Yeah. And so I guess I do. And I do love it. It's there's a lot of great people in this world who really care about the system and what they do. And they really have the best intentions for it. And I think the small community has been a great thing, which is one of the reasons I love it. And then it's very niche. I mean, we all know that. We've got a very focused audience and a focused issue. And going up to the Capitol, which is my comfort zone, it's nice kind of being one of the few experts who kind of are subject matter experts, I guess. I don't think I consider myself an expert yet. To be able to go up there and educate members and their staff about the system.
Awesome. So 7 years.
7 years, that's it.
That's just a baby.
I know.
Ralph and I laugh all the time about we don't like to admit the number of years we've been in the industry, but it's a big number.
Well, I learn something new every day.
That's true. We hear that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a fascinating industry.
And I'm fortunate that I've got a lot of great people with a lot of experience to work with.
That's what makes it special. You surround yourself with experts, right? People who've been around the block, who know what to do, makes the job a heck of a lot easier for all of us, no matter what component of the equation you're engaged in. Yvonne, I really enjoyed, and we've interviewed hundreds of folks, and we hear the same answer again and again. I just fell into this, right? I wasn't planning on it. Somehow I took a turn, and here I am 20, 30, whatever years later, you know? So it's an amazing thing how the consistency of that is pretty incredible.
It is. Well, one thing that we're trying, Ralph and I are trying to do, is we're trying to create this, and us, not only us, a few other folks that are in the industry, trying to create this idea that we need to be more intentional about all the great things that are existing in our industry, and there are many, so that we can bring, you know, one of the big talking points always is that we need more professionals. We need more people in the system. So that's one of the points of our podcast, is trying to get the word out about all the different fascinating jobs there are. And one of the things that we've come across is that it really doesn't matter what you studied in school, or really even what you did when you first started working, whatever your experience is, whatever your expertise is, there's a spot for you here somewhere.
That's right. Comp, it really is. It's a mini version of everything that's happening in the world, in the economy, you know, social components to it. All of it is right here.
I think you're right. It's such a unique line of insurance that it really does touch so many different industries. I mean, you know, the employer is so involved. The business is so involved in the system. You know, they're the actual policyholder. It's the only line of insurance where they're not the ones making the claim.
Right.
I mean, I think there are a lot of opportunities in insurance, and specifically workers' comp for people. And I've heard your podcast, and I've heard you guys discuss this. And I think we do need to be more intentional. I think we do a very poor job of explaining the opportunities. If you want to help people, you can do that within the workers' comp system. If you want to, you know, be more compassionate, there are roles for you. Our claims and customer service people who work for us, I mean, they are helping people day in and day out, who they get calls from, who they get cards from, for thanking them for helping them. So I think people look at insurance and they think it's just this kind of big corporate entity, and they don't really want to get into that. But I think there are opportunities here, and that's one thing that the industry really doesn't, I don't think, does a very good job of.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about young people not wanting to get involved in insurance, or young people working a different way, and with young people not staying with the company and moving on from one place to another. I think part of the reason that they move from one place to another, it's for opportunity. I don't think they're just trying to say, I want to change what I'm doing today go there. Well, we've heard the stats. 400,000 people are going to retire in the insurance industry in the next 15 years. At the Division of Workers' Comp, 44% of our employees are eligible for retirement in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we can send that message that there's a career ladder here for you.
Mm-hmm.
There is opportunity. There is fast upward mobility.
Yes.
I mean, 7 years ago, I was an assistant director of government relations. And today, I'm sitting here, I'm commissioner of the Division of Workers' Comp. It's surreal, but there's a lot of opportunity here. And I think that's the message that we need to do a better job of getting out.
I think you're right. And we have a friend, Dr. Claire Musselman. I always have to think for a second to make sure I get this phrase right. But she likes to say, where else can you single-handedly change the trajectory of a person's life? Like, that's a pretty cool way to put it. But we don't. We talk about, what we tend to do in this industry is we talk about the negative things that happen, and we get all focused, and that's kind of like the human bias. We focus on the negative, but there are a lot of great things happening. So I think that's the part that we have to focus on when we're trying to, you know, recruit folks in. But let's get to talking more about you and your role as Texas Work Comp Commissioner. So how has it been? You were appointed in August of 2022, so
yeah, I was
not quite a year.
I was appointed August 22. It's been going really well. I mean, it's been a lot.
Yeah.
I think you know, I was telling people early on, I knew the people, I knew the policy, I knew the politics, but I wasn't ready for all the paperwork.
Oh gosh,
I think there's a lot that goes into that. But I think it's been going Well, I was drinking out of a fire hose for quite a long time.
You know how that goes.
And I think that there was a day maybe 3 months ago, give or take, something like that, where I was sitting at my desk and I said, my desk is clear. Ooh. I was like, I don't have anything right now. And I was like, okay, I think I got this.
Oh, wow.
I think I finally settled into this. So it's been good. But again, I'm surrounded by people with so much experience and so much knowledge who have been not just in workers' comp for a long time, but with the division for a long time, that it makes my job so much easier. And workers' comp's been going pretty well in Texas, and I know that it wasn't always the case for a long time, but it is now. So thanks to previous commissioners, like Commissioner Brown, who's my predecessor, I've kind of been tasked with the job of, hey, just don't mess anything up. So that's made things a lot easier as well.
Keep it running, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just don't break it.
Don't break it, yeah. So what has been your biggest challenge so far?
Sure. So, you know, when I came on board, we hadn't had a commissioner for about a year. Mm-hmm. My predecessor had been appointed to the commissioner of the Texas Department of Insurance. So we had a lot of people who were on board for the good of the team who were maybe probably would have already retired or probably would have already taken a new opportunity to go somewhere else. So pretty much as soon as I was appointed, we had 3 of our 9 executive staff members either retire or move on to new opportunities. And then myself, I was, you know, part of that executive team too. So I had to replace pretty much half of my executive team within the first few months. So that was a big challenge. I mean, losing a lot of really qualified people. Now, fortunately, we take succession planning very seriously at DWC. So we did have people waiting in the wings who were able to step in and hit the ground running and not have to press pause or bring people up to speed. But that was a pretty big challenge for me. And then I think, and this probably isn't unique to Texas, but I was appointed, you know, 4 months before session started. We have a lot of turnover on our committees that are responsible for workers' comp. And so it's an ongoing challenge, but educating the legislature and educating their staff about our system and how it works. So when people bring them legislation, they kind of know, they know what it does. That's been a challenge. I think we're getting better at it. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a victim of Texas's own success. You know, the legislative members don't focus on stuff when it's going well.
Right.
Nothing to fix, right?
Yeah, so a lot of those members who worked on the major reforms in 05 and even back in 89, they're not there anymore. Right. And so our job right now is to bring them back up to speed, let them know how good it's going, let them know the tweaks and the changes that still need to be made. But that's a challenge. It's an ongoing challenge. I'm sure it's not unique to Texas.
Ralph, you have any specific questions about...
So share with us some of those great news, because we travel the entire country. We get to visit, you know, lots of conferences like this throughout the country and get to hear statistics and numbers from, you know, divisions and the different programs out there. I mean, and Texas has been right at the top of the pack for a long time now. It's almost like we expect it, right? That Texas is just going to lead the country in savings, claims, you know. So...
I'm going to make that an ad.
So, you know, how does that happen? How does that magic take place? You know, what's happening here that maybe isn't happening around the country, right, that you've got the secret on?
Well, I don't think it's a big secret. I think it's things that a lot of other states are starting to do now. But I think we started much earlier on than some other states. We're talking 8, 10, 12 years ago with... a pharmacy formulary. We have a closed pharmacy formulary that has done a great job of containing cost, bringing opioid prescriptions down, which was a big problem for a lot of states that even some are still dealing with. And we, since 2011, we've had an 81% reduction in the most addictive opioid prescriptions in Texas. So, you know, we're seeing things like that. I also think our treatment guidelines, that was a big step. We put those into place. Legislature passed that in 2005, and we got them in place in 2008. And I think a lot of other states are starting to see how that paid off for us.
Right.
And they've been kind of taking those same actions.
Sure.
And we're very fortunate in Texas. We have what's called the Research and Evaluation Group. This is a unique research arm that the legislature set up years ago to study the impacts of their policies on the workers' comp system. So they do a research agenda every year where they'll look at topics like healthcare provider participation or return to work rates or medical costs. Mm-hmm. You know, every year they're doing a scientific study. And so we're able to get a very good sense, take a pulse of the system and what needs to be changed, what needs to be looked at. And those studies are used all around the country to to see how a big state like Texas does things. So I think we're very fortunate there. And then, you know, I keep coming back to it, but we've got people who care about the system working for it and our stakeholders. I think 99% of our stakeholders have the best intentions, not just of their organization or their company in mind, but really of the whole system, because it reflects on all of them.
It's incredible. I mean, and you're kind, right, to maybe phrase it in the way that you have, because you could be thumping your chest out here going, we're number one, baby, come, you know. When we look at numbers, I mean, the size of the state, the population base, the number of employers and employees here, and then you start looking at cost-wise, and you rank, you know, smack in the middle of all of that with states that are, you know, compared to the size of Texas, you're comparing, you know, the cost to states that are not even, you know, a fourth, a third of your population base. Like, that's an amazing feat, right? Incredible results, if you will, right? When, because if you compare Texas with California, that's the only other large beast out there, it's night and day, cost-wise, right? So it's such an amazing, over a long period of time, to have watched it, to have studied, to have looked at it. And I've been a student of it because it marvels all of us who've been around the comp system when it wasn't like this here in Texas. Right. So to have seen it over the last 15 years or so transform into what it is today, pretty remarkable. Yeah.
It's been pretty incredible. And, you know, I'd love to beat my chest and say it was all the Division of Workers' Comp. But a lot of it is tied, really. We had major reforms in 2005, and that was the pharmacy formulary. That was the fee schedule. That was the treatment guidelines. Yeah. And that's really how we got to where we are today. That's really kept some of those costs down. You know, we brought networks in at the same time. Networks have actually had a really big impact here. About 50% of injured employees are covered by a network. Mm-hmm. And our network report card that we do every other year continuously shows that networks have better outcomes as far as not just cost containment, but getting injured workers back to work faster, getting injured workers in to see their doctors faster, getting them in to see their specialists faster. So that's actually been a benefit for us. And I think we do have a focus on cost containment. You know, that's one of the things that we look at here. But I think the results that we see of fewer claims and injured employees getting back to work faster just shows the whole state's focus on safety and on the injured employee.
Love it. Just love it. I mean, really, what an incredible story. What an incredible, you know, what a great win, right? It, all the way around. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. I cannot believe it, but I'm looking at the time going, it's time to wrap up. So
Come on.
I know. It happens every time. We're like, what? So, a couple of things. We started off talking about the conference, so let's bring it back to that. What is your goal, you know, to see everybody come together at this conference? You've got a great turnout.
Yeah.
What do you expect, or what do you wish for everybody to walk away with? One or two things. What are the things that you wish for people to walk away with?
Oh, yeah, we have 700 people here, which I think is our biggest conference ever. So, you know, I think it shows there is some interest in the workers' comp system. But I think the takeaway, I want people to come away from here and say, I really have a better understanding of how the entire system works. I think a lot of times you go to conferences like this and you see very narrowly focused topics, which isn't a bad thing. But a lot of those are for people that have been in the weeds, that have been in this industry for decades. And we have a lot of people who are young adjusters, young insurance specialists. We've got a lot of new employees here at DWC. So I think it's a good opportunity to kind of bring some of these people in who might be on the fence about staying, who might not have been hooked yet, and really give them a holistic view of the system of, you know, a claim from beginning to end, everything that the division is responsible for, some of the legislation that's coming out. I think giving them a broad picture is very helpful to trying to recruit some of these people to stay in our system. I also think, I know I mentioned it earlier, but there's a lot of opportunities here. There's a lot of opportunities in a lot of different fields within the workers' comp system that I hope people begin to recognize that maybe if they don't like the role they're in right now, there's different places that they can go, and it might suit what they're interested in, but it's still within our system. You know, that's
great.
That's what I'm hoping for. Now, like I said in my remarks earlier, we got something for everyone. We still have some stuff that's really in the weeds for all those lifers here too.
Awesome. Ralph?
And the conference program shows that, right? And you've got both very open-ended, you know, claims from beginning to end. And then you've got, you know, if you really want to know about the new AMA guidelines, come and sit with us. Love that, right? Because you're touching both, like you said, young and old.
Older. More seasoned professionals. Careful there. So, and I can tell you, because I've been using the app, is there are quite a number of first-timers here.
Yeah.
So there's a whole section that's devoted to the first-timers. They've been having a lively conversation. I'm looking forward to meeting some of them at coffee tomorrow morning.
Yeah, there are. And last year's conference, we got some feedback from people saying, hey, that all went way over my head. And we took that to heart and said, we need a track for these folks who can come in. I was talking to some new lawyers who were like, I don't know if this is for me. And I was like, it is. So, you know, we brought him in and kind of walked him through the basics of the system. So that's what we were trying to get back to with some of this.
Awesome.
I love that even more. The fact that you listened and now you've created a program to meet that need. That's awesome. We don't see that.
We don't. Well, anyway, so far what we've seen, it's been great. We're very grateful to be able to be talking to you in this setting. So thank you very much. And the last question we have, we always wrap every episode of our podcast with something more personal. So would you be willing to share something? Like, how do you, when it's time for you to let off steam and recharge your battery, what do you do? What's your go-to activity or?
Well, for fun, my wife and I are huge Texas Longhorns fans.
Of course you are.
That's where we both graduated. So we're season ticket holders in football and baseball. So if there's a Longhorn thing going on, we'll be there.
Love it.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I think to unwind or recharge, I walk my dog and I listen to podcasts and I listen to books. And I've been listening to this one all week.
So good.
I've enjoyed catching up on it.
That's fantastic.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Love it.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for spending time with us. It's been great. We're looking forward to the next couple of days.
I am as well. Really excited to be here. Thanks for the invitation. Really grateful to be a part of the program and to go do this with you today.
Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for coming down. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Our pleasure. And like we always say, hasta luego.
Hasta luego.